You're listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Social media giant Meta is once again under scrutiny in Australia over content regulation. The US company, which owns Facebook, Instagram and Threads, has appeared at the Royal Commission into Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion, answering questions about how it regulates anti-Semitic content on its platforms. One of the focuses of the inquiry is how tech platforms are moderating content. In January 2025, Meta's founder Mark Zuckerberg announced a suite of changes, including dropping fact-checking for community notes contributed by users. In Meta's statement, it claims to have taken action on 5.8 million Facebook posts between October and December 2024. But after the changes, that number dropped to a reported 1.2 million from July 2025. Benjamin Good, Global Director of Content Policy at Meta Platforms, tells the inquiry they want a balance between stopping hateful content and protecting free speech.
In the area of hate speech, which we now call hateful conduct, that is a very serious problem that we have to avoid. Of course, we want to remove as much violating content as possible. But in this area, if we over-enforce, there is a considerable risk that we will silence people who are actually members of the affected communities trying to speak out against hate.
Mr. Good also says the changes to content moderation allow for more discussion on issues including gender and immigration, and the company has no tolerance for hateful content that contributes to anti-Semitism. But Meta also told the Commission it does not have a standalone policy to combat anti-Semitism. Instead, it relies on what Mr. Good calls a comprehensive suite of policies that have a multifaceted approach to the issue.
The reason why we do it that way is because anti-Semitism is a nefarious and multifaceted problem. It evolves, it's coded, it unfortunately crosses into different subject matter. And so we have to use different policies to enforce against anti-Semitism.
Mr. Good says currently Meta relies on two approaches, using machine learning and AI to remove posts classified as containing hateful content and responding to reports from users. But the inquiry heard Meta failed to remove a Holocaust denial post on Instagram between 2020 to 2023. During this period, it received six reports about the post, two of which were reviewed by human moderators. Besides Meta, live streaming site Kick, which was founded by Australian billionaire Edward Craven in Melbourne in 2022, also appeared before the inquiry. Talor Cohen-Montemayor, who is the founder of database Cyberwell, which tracks online anti-Semitism, told commissioners only 50% of anti-Semitic posts that Cyberwell flagged to the social media platforms were removed.
The unevenness and the differences in terms of the way that the social media platforms respond connect to also specific narratives like conspiratorial self-victimization. And if that's considered violating of the policy, yes or no, most of them default to having it highly context dependent. And the second that a platform will tell you something is highly context dependent, that means that it's up to them.
Monday's hearing follows strong criticism from eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant. She recently condemned X, formerly Twitter, for refusing to remove videos of the Bondi Beach terror attack in which 15 people died in December.
We fought hard against X in terms of not allowing that post-mortem Bondi content. They said it's not any worse than you would see in a gore movie. These are mainstream platforms that are fighting for the right and ability to distribute and monetize this content.
Meanwhile, Muslim communities across Australia have found themselves facing more online abuse than before, according to a new report. A Muslim father of three was assaulted outside a mosque in Melbourne's southeast in late June. Speaking with AAP anonymously, the man later found he was filmed and the video was spread online, attracting anti-Muslim comments described as shocking. The Australian Federation of Islamic Councils says the incident represents a broader escalation of Islamophobia and anti-Muslim rhetoric. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.